I've been thinking about my situation. Baby, sometimes I think my time has come. Been thinking about my situation. Baby, sometimes I think my race has been run. When I think of all that lies before me, well, I know what I will do for sure. Well, I pray, yes, I pray, the Lord will come and take my troubles away.
Coming Alive. Last week, Terry and Sandra had some tough talking to do when Sandra realised that disillusionment had set in with Terry as he faced an almost impossible task at the community centre.
What's going on, Terry?
Oh, Terry, is it? Is that Terry as in a friend and equal, or is that Terry in a slightly more patronising way?
Do I assume that you've packed up here?
Me? Oh, let me guess. Steve's been talking to you.
He's worried about you.
Me? Well, there's no need to worry about me. I've got it easy. I'm out, fed and watered.
For the moment.
Oh? And what's that? A threat to send me back to prison unless I buckle down?
No.
Anyway, buckle down to what?
You said you could get this place up and going. You said you'd make it come alive again.
No. You said that's what you wanted.
I'm not looking for miracles. It's going to be a slow, hard climb.
You have no idea, sitting there in your office. Far out of it, you have no idea of what life is really like on this estate. And you have no idea what life is like for me here.
And now part five, Hostage to Fortune.
Dear Gran, thank you for the woolly hat. It's almost just the right size. I've cut eye holes in it so I can see where I'm going when I wear it. Only joking, half, half, half. No, it's just right for keeping my ears warm in this weather. Things here are much the same, but I'm having to move my base of operations for the used motor parts for a bit, because Terry has had this idea about holding a sort of barn dance at the community centre, and he says he don't want people knocking their ankles on bits of old engines. Of course, he has to get permission first from his social worker. Her name's Sandra Gaines. She's a bit frightening. Terry fancies her rotten, but I don't reckon he's got a chance. I mean, a social worker and a con out on licence. Did I tell you they were going to shut down this idea of Terry doing up the community centre? Well, social services reckon they couldn't afford it, even though it weren't even costing them anything. Crazy. Anyway, Terry conned Sandra's boss into keeping the scheme open. It was great to see a master craftsman at work. He's well clever. Though he says he's given up crime now. Says it's a mug's game. So instead, here he is working for nothing, trying to do up a community centre that everyone keeps burning down. Personally, that don't seem much cleverer, but I don't like to say anything because I don't want to upset him. Anyway, I hope to get to see you next month, if I can get the wheels for the Ford Escort. Till then, take care. Your loving grandson, Steve.
But Mr. Preston...
No buts! I want a breakdown for the JSA figures on all those residents of Savile Street who are claiming. And I want it faxed to the Belfast office by lunchtime.
But I've got an appointment with Stephanie Dawson.
Who?
That single mother in the Lakes estate whose boyfriend keeps taking her SS book.
Oh, well, cancel it, for God's sake. If it's a choice between the Belfast office and some whinging loser who hasn't got the guts to stand on her own two feet...
She is not a whinging loser.
Well, she's hardly Citizen of the Year, is she? What, you got 10 kids by 10 different men?
3 by 2.
Yes, the same thing. This country would be a rich place if it wasn't for sponges like her soaking up every penny of tax.
But
by lunchtime.
Yes.
And that's every house in Savile Street. Huh. No more Belfast coming back and saying our figures don't match up with theirs.
Right. Well, there's a case of the right man in the right job.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry, I'm busy.
But I've been waiting to see someone for...
Then wait. Over there, in the queues.
But I've been...
I said I'm busy. Deaf as well as stupid.
Excuse me, Mr. Preston.
Yes. Oh. Terry King, isn't it?
That's right. I was wondering if Miss Gaines is here.
She is in her office, but she's very busy. Yeah.
Well, I'll only take 2 minutes of her time. Well, unless you'd prefer to deal with it.
No. Very well. I'll take you to her.
That's all right. I know the way.
No trouble at all. Follow me.
Oi! I was here before he was.
Wait.
Number 47, Savile Street. Number 49, 53.
Miss Gaines?
I'm doing them.
No, someone to see you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Preston. I'll be all right from here.
Miss Gaines will show you the way out afterwards.
Did you see that? He brought me all the way up here. I'm not sure whether he doesn't trust me or he fancies me.
He doesn't trust you, but he doesn't know what you know and who you know.
Eh?
Oh, forget it. Can you get to the point? I've got a huge workload to get finished by lunchtime.
Oh, right. Well, me and Steve had this idea.
Oh, yeah? Go on.
What we need is to get the community involved, right?
Yeah.
Get them to want to make this community centre work.
Yes.
So, we treat it like the old Wild West.
Hmm?
A barn raising. Everyone working together. Make them feel proud to be part of making this place come alive. And we start with a barn dance.
A barn dance?
Exactly. The place is just like a barn at the moment anyway. Empty, bit of a mess. Let's do it up and get everyone in. Associate it with fun.
Mm, well.
See, but what I need, Sandra, is I need your permission. After all, there'll be money floating around, admission tickets, refreshments.
A fundraiser?
Yes, a fundraiser. A consciousness raiser. An everything raiser.
Oh, well, so long as there won't be any trouble.
No problem. We're aiming it at the elderly on the estate. Get them to come in, fix up a minibus to run them to and fro, and no alcohol, just tea and biscuits.
Yeah, that's a really good idea, too.
Yeah? Right, well, I was hoping you'd come along. You know, shake a leg. Have a good time. Save the last dance for me.
Are you trying to get off with me?
No.
Steve?
In here. Hey, what's that? It's a valuable gearbox, that is. Come out of a Porsche.
Well, its next move is out of here, along with the rest of all this junk. We've got a dance to run. We can't do it with all these old car parts all over the place.
Oh, yeah? Well, she said yes, then.
Yeah, she did.
What else? Get your leg over?
Oh, you are so crude.
Well, that's what you're after.
No, I am not.
Oh, of course you are. I can tell by the way you look at her when she ain't looking.
All right. I think she's nice. I like her. But that's as far as it goes.
For a con artist, you don't half give up quick.
Oh, look, will you shut up about her and let's get on and plan this barn dance thing?
Yeah. Then maybe she'll be impressed enough to give you one.
Shut up! Now, you're sure this DJ you've lined up's all right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, this is a kind of barn dancing mixed with an old-age pensioner-type waltzes and stuff. I don't want one of these DJs who starts scratching his records halfway through a Valdunican number.
Who?
Now, who have you got for the minibus? Who's that?
Probably one of your old-age pensioner barn dancers getting in early.
We're in here, in the kitchen.
Yeah, so I see. Put your hands up.
Hey?
He's got a gun.
Come on, get your hands up.
They're up, mate. Look, here they are. They're in the air.
And you.
Yeah. All right, mate. All right. Is that thing loaded?
Of course it's loaded. You think I'd come out with an unloaded gun?
Look, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but if you've come to rob us, you're going to get very slim pickings.
Yeah, we're skinned.
I ain't come to rob you.
No?
I'm taking over this place and I'm taking you two hostage.
This place?
Yeah.
Why?
Because of the way I've been treated.
Whoever's treated you badly, I'm on your side, mate.
Yeah, and me. Now, look, let's just sit down and talk about this, eh? Put that gun down.
No.
All right. But would you mind not pointing it at me? It could go off.
It won't. I know all about guns.
Yeah, but I don't. And they scare me solid. Just point it past me.
Here, not at me!
No, mate, no. Try the other way. Aim it at the window. It hasn't got any glass in it, so it won't do any damage if it goes off.
All right. But any sudden moves...
Oh, don't worry, mate. You are talking to two of Madame Tussauds' waxworks here. Now, come on. What's all this about?
So, I want the duty rotors for the night shift for the next 2 weeks. Maybe we can put a stop to these joyriders before they kill someone.
Superintendent?
Yes, what is it?
We've got an armed incident on the Grofil Farm estate.
What?
A man was spotted going into the old community centre there. Witness reported he had a gun.
Was he on his own?
Oh, two others already inside the building. One a con out on licence, the other a local tearaway.
Right, to seal off the area, get the marksman kitted up, and no sirens. Let's hit them before they know what's happening.
So I'm dying, and no one wants to know. Some days I get so sick I can hardly see.
And you reckon all this, the headaches, everything else is because of what happened to you when you were out in the Gulf?
Yeah. They gave us these injections. Said they were protection if the Iraqis used biological weapons against us.
Oh, yeah. My mate's uncle had it. That Gulf War thing. He died last year.
Yeah, all right, Steve.
Sorry. No, go on. How did he die?
Oh. Was hit by a bus. I bet it was the Gulf War syndrome that caused him to fall off the pavement.
How do you know that? It could have been anything. Dodgy paving stones.
And his mate said it was. He couldn't balance properly when he was.
Shut up!
I said I was dying, but I'm not going to go alone.
Oh, brilliant, Steve.
No, he's right, he told me the truth. That's all we want. The truth about what happened to us.
But why choose this place? Why not the town hall or the Ministry of Defence?
I tried. They wouldn't let me in.
But I still can't see what you hope to gain.
Public attention. A couple of hostages. That'll make them sit up and take notice.
You inside that building. This is the police.
See?
Oh, my God. Where did they come from?
You. Take a look out.
Me? I'll come off here.
Throw down your weapons and come out with your hands up.
Weapons? How many guns you got on you?
Just this one.
We know you're in there, Mr. King. If you and your companions put down your weapons and come out with your hands up, no harm will come to you.
Oh, my God, they think I'm in this with you. This has got nothing to do with me!
Shut up! Go on, take a look out of them windows. See them in the mirage.
I ain't going near them windows.
Go on!
No, all right, I'll do it. I'll do it, right? I'll have a butcher's. Look. Stroll on.
What?
There's a whole pack of them out there. Cars, roadblocks, the lot.
Good.
What are you talking about, good?
Because now they'll have to listen to me.
Hello, Sandra Gaines here. Yes, that's right. How far back do you want the GSA figures for? And it is just for Savile Street. You don't want the rest of the estate, just that one street? Okay.
Miss Gaines.
Yes, I will. I'll get them faxed over to you.
Miss Gaines.
I have to go now. There's someone having a heart attack in my office. Mr. Preston, whatever it is...
The centre on Grove Hill is under armed siege.
What? Who by?
The police.
But the police? But why?
That criminal you brought in.
Terry King, and he's not a criminal. Well, not anymore.
Tell that to the police. They've had to surround the place because he and his criminal gang, all armed to the teeth...
Wait a minute. Did you say armed?
That's right. One of his accomplices was seen carrying a gun when he went in for, a rendezvous with the rest of them.
What rest of them?
Who knows how many of them are in there? The police seem to think there are just three of them, but there could
Terry
well be...
Terry has never been involved in anything to do with guns ever in his life.
Well, there's always a first time.
What are the police actually doing?
I told you they've got the place surrounded. Armed officers, trained marksmen. King and his gang won't get out of there in a hurry.
Oh, that's all we need. Macho police officers playing with guns. Oh, the male eagle.
Well, that's where you're wrong. The officer in charge of the situation is a woman, a superintendent, Helen Robinson.
Oh?
I've told them that you were the one who arranged for this place to become a nest of thieves, and as such, it is your responsibility.
Oh, thank you.
They want you over there now. They think you may be able to throw some light on the forces driving Terry King. I think they hope they might be able to talk him and his gang out, get them to give themselves up and so avoid unnecessary bloodshed.
Right. Well, at least with a woman in charge, there might be a chance of ending this peacefully without people getting shot.
Now, if you have to hit, I want a good, clean shot that takes them out at once. I don't want them to have the chance of getting off any return fire.
Right, ma'am.
After all, we don't know what else they might have got in there besides the handgun. They could have a whole arsenal.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yes?
That social worker's here.
Who?
Name of Gaines, the one who's responsible for this King character.
Oh, yes, okay. Bring her over.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, let her through.
Oh, Lord, protect us from bleeding heart liberals.
Look, this is ridiculous. Frankly, it's gone totally pear-shaped.
No, it ain't. I've got their attention.
Yeah, but for the wrong reasons. They don't think you're an ex-soldier with a grudge. They think we're a bunch of trigger-happy criminals, and any minute, the SAS are going to come through those walls.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to make my demands in a minute. I just want to make them sweat a bit first.
Forget making them sweat. What about me?
Yeah, and me. Hey, do you reckon this is going to be on the telly?
Listen, Ed. There's still time to call a halt to all this. But before you do... You have to tell them this was nothing to do with us. Only I'm out on licence, and if there's any suspicion that I was part of this, I shall be straight back in Nick.
I'm not calling a halt to it. This is my best opportunity and I'm going to do it. I'm going to make my demands.
But how? There's no phone here.
I told you we should have got that mobile. I know this deal, right? You get.
Will you shut up about mobile phones?
I could stand in the door and shout.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? Framed in a doorway with an expert police marksman over the road with a high-powered rifle. Oh, that's brilliant, that is.
I'd have you as a shield.
Look, there is only one answer. One of us has got to go out there with his hands up and tell them what your demands are.
I'll do it.
Oh, I thought you'd volunteer.
How do I know he'll tell them what I want?
Well, you write it down and he'll give it to them.
You got a paper and pen?
You are the least well-equipped hostage taker I've ever met in my life. There's some in that drawer.
Right.
Thanks, Terry. Look, you've got to stress this is nothing to do with me.
Yeah, nor me.
No, I know. But for heaven's sake, tell him to back off.
Why?
Because I'm going to do my best to try and talk him out of here.
How many L's in helicopter?
Oh, you weren't in the Air Force then.
Don't make jokes! Since all this has happened, I can't remember things. You don't know what it's like not being able to remember.
All right, Ed, I'm sorry. Come on, look, you hurry up and get your demands written. And keep it short, eh? Start writing your life story and there'll be stun grenades coming through these windows before you hit chapter one.
Why are you so sure Terry's involved?
Terry, eh?
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, it's always useful to know what sort of relationship we're talking about in situations like this.
There is no relationship, as you call it. I am Mr. King's social worker, and I still don't understand why you're treating him like some terrorist.
Then let me draw the picture for you, Miss Gaines. We have a sighting of a man with a gun going into that building. Inside it, there is at least one known adult criminal and a teenager with known criminal connections. What's the obvious conclusion?
That the man with the gun has gone in there for some reason or other. Maybe to rob it. And has no connection with the other two.
Oh, yes. Get real, Miss Gaines. Do you honestly think anyone would go into that place to rob it? What's there to steal?
Look, everything that Terry King has done so far has shown me that he can be trusted.
Yes, con artists are good at that, aren't they? Hello, what's happening?
The door's opening. Someone's coming out.
Right. Aim at the chest.
No, Superintendent!
Miss Gaines, please, this is a matter for the experts. We know what we're doing.
He's got his hands up and he's holding a piece of paper.
Is that King?
No, it's Steve Addison.
I'm unarmed!
Move forward slowly. Keep your hands in the air at all times.
He is not dangerous. You don't need...
Like I said, my aim is to make sure there is no loss of life in this situation. And that means playing it by the book and taking no shortcuts at all.
I'm not armed! On this piece of paper, I have his demands!
Stop right there. Come behind the cars and lie down face first on the ground with your arm stretched out.
In this jacket?
Oh, just do it, Steve!
I give the instructions here. If you interrupt again, I'll have you sent back behind the barricades.
Yeah, he's clean, Mum.
Good. Bring him over.
Who's going to pay for cleaning this jacket?
Who's Terry?
Miss Gaines!
This may be your case, Superintendent, but Mr. King is my client under the care of the state. And I will see that my report to any inquiry states very clearly who was responsible if anything happens to him.
Very well. You may join me in questioning this suspect.
Suspect?
What's this all about, Steve?
Me and Terry was in there, right, minding our own business. In comes this bloke with a gun, starts going on about having this Gulf War syndrome. Here's his demands. He wants a helicopter to take him to a meeting with the Prime Minister. He doesn't trust us to get him to the meeting any other way. He reckons he can get snatched off a car or a train. An helicopter's too dodgy for anyone to try anything. Especially while he's got a gun and can shoot the pilot.
But he'd kill himself in the process.
Yeah, he says he's dying anyway. What's he got to lose? And it will publicise his case.
What sort of gun has he got?
Just a pistol. I don't know what sort.
How many rounds of ammunition?
Well, I didn't stop to ask him. I don't know. He said it was loaded.
And neither you nor Mr. King have ever seen this man before?
No, straight up, never.
Satisfied, Superintendent?
Well, that does rather put a different slant on it. Oh, we'll have to get the hostage experts in. See if they can talk him out.
No need. Terry says he's going to try it.
What? Talk him out?
Yeah.
I suppose it's worth a try. If not, it's plan A.
which I suppose involves grenades and the SAS going in through the windows.
Oh, there's no need to make it sound overdramatic. We always hope to deal with this problem without loss of life, and I'll do my best to see that that happens. Now, we know that Mr. King is not a suspect in this case. We don't really need you here anymore. Sergeant, if you'd escort Miss Gaines back to her car.
Wait a minute.
From now on, you'll only be a hindrance.
Yeah, come on. We better get going, Sandra.
We'll need you, Mr. Addison. You're our prime witness if anything should happen.
As I stated before, Superintendent, I am the officer responsible for Mr. King. I insist on staying here to witness that he is not placed in any unnecessary danger.
Very well.
I hope you'll give him the chance to get this soldier out peacefully.
You think he'll be able to do it?
Well, if he can't, nobody else can. As you said, he's a very good con artist.
What's happening?
Oh, by the sound of it, not a lot.
I wonder if that little tow rope gave him my demands.
Oh, he did. I saw him.
Well, then why isn't anything happening?
Oh, come on, Ed, come on, give it time. I mean a helicopter and the Prime Minister getting the queue, eh? You've got to wait.
I've been waiting! 8 years I've been waiting.
Come on.
I trusted them, you know. I went out to fight for my country. To fight for freedom, that's what they said. And what happens?
I know, nothing's changed.
My best mate died! He was just blown away next to me. Stood on a landmine. I tried to pick him up, his blood was all over me. He burnt my uniform. Said it might be contaminated. Something in his blood. There was something in all our blood, and they put it there!
Ed.
What do you know? Were you ever in the army?
No.
We won the war for them, and when we came back, we were heroes. And when we started getting sick, they didn't want to know.
That's politicians for you.
You don't believe in anything, do you? You're an anarchist.
No. No, I ain't. I mean, just because I don't take orders from idiots unless I can help it, and just because I don't trust what you would call the establishment, it doesn't mean I haven't got any principles.
Like what?
Like not taking advantage of someone who's worse off than you are. Helping your mates. You know, like you're doing now.
What do you mean?
Well, you're not doing this just for you, are you?
No.
And they'll help you. Your mates. All those who are suffering like you are.
How?
Well, it's easy. You get your day in court. And that's your defence. You were let down. Betrayed. And you get all your mates, all those other blokes to appear and tell their stories. You'll get the story in the papers, on the telly. And not just yours. Every one of you.
I don't want to go to prison.
Oh, you won't?
Oh, come on, taking hostages with a loaded gun. That's 10 years.
It's not loaded.
Of course it's loaded.
Yeah? Well, why did you do that?
Why did I do what?
Well, why did you load it? You weren't seriously planning to shoot anyone, were you?
Yeah. If I didn't get what I wanted, I was going to shoot myself. That would have made him sit up and take notice.
Oh, Ed, come on, come on. Of course it wouldn't. Dead? You are no problem. No one would know about it. But alive, you can make waves.
I won't go to prison.
Like I said, it won't be loaded. You take the bullets out, and we hide them amongst all this mess. Hey, presto! It's an unloaded gun. Lesser charge. Possibly community service with a bit of luck.
Oh, come on.
Oh, trust me, come on. We get a doctor and all your mates to testify with what you're suffering from. Even put the Ministry of Defence in the witness box. That'll look good for you, won't it? Get one of those idiots in suits saying he's not allowed to say anything because of the interests of national security. You'll get a medal.
I've got a medal. 4 of them.
Look! Look, we can do this. You don't need to see the Prime Minister. What you want is to get your case heard. Yeah? Believe me. Do this, and the Prime Minister will want to see you.
They might silence me as I go out. They got marksmen behind them cars.
No. No, no, no. I'll go out in front of you. We'll both have our hands up.
What about the gun? If I leave it in here, they'll find the bullets.
We chuck the gun out first. Give them time to register what's happened. Then we'll walk out.
And you'll help?
Oh, Ed, trust me. Now, come on, let's get those bullets out and we'll stash them away.
Are we free to go now, Superintendent?
Yes, we've got your statements. If we need anything more, we know where to get in touch with you.
Right, I'm off.
What about Ed?
Ex-Sergeant Bayliss?
Yes.
Well, that's for the courts to decide.
He shouldn't go inside. He's paid the price already.
And how often have I heard that? Usually from someone who's about to go to jail.
He was unarmed, and he's ill.
Yes, well, I'm sure his defence team will play that line with the jury, if it goes to trial.
What do you mean, if?
Well, that decision is not in our hands. Now, I have a lot of work to do.
Absolutely. We've got no more business here. Thank you, Superintendent. Come on, Terry.
Oh, come on, let's go.
Well, that was an interesting experience.
Say that again. Hey, look at the time. We might be on the news. You coming?
No.
All right, I'm off. I'll video it for you. I'll see you later.
You did well.
Did I? They're not going to let him go to trial, are they?
I doubt it.
So what do they do?
Section him under the Mental Health Act. Put him in a mental hospital. 28 days later, certify him.
And then?
That's it.
So he doesn't get his day in court. The chance to air his grievances.
No.
I told him he would.
It's not your fault. Like the superintendent said, the decision's out of our hands. That gun, it was loaded, wasn't it?
What makes you say that?
You removed the bullets.
Does it matter now?
Yes. You didn't need to do that. You're not bad, Terry King.
Huh?
Maybe I will have that dance with you after all.
What?
Maybe. Depends on the music.
Coming Alive is written by Jim Eldridge. Carl Howman is Terry King. Phyllis Logan, Sandra Gaines, Ben Crow, Steve Addison, Harry Myers, Ed Bayliss, Rachel Atkins, Superintendent Anne Robinson, David Holt, Mr. Preston, and Giles Fagan, the police officer.
Gonna do what I can to make things turn out right, 'cause there ain't nobody here who can show me the light, and I pray, yes, I pray.
Coming Alive is directed by Marilyn Imrie, and the song is sung by Jacqueline Dankworth. You can hear the final part at the same time next week.